Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Because we've gotten so used to guys not doing
it here.
Well,
it's just, yeah, it's the expectation is certainly that you're going to see, I think, great players here when they do come up through the system, when they do get acquired. You're going to see them for a very finite, determined period of time. Then they're going to go ply their trade elsewhere. And he has played in a lot of places, you know, big markets, New York, Philadelphia. You know, the expectation is once they're gone, though, specifically, they're gone. And what is nice is that he's the one example of somebody who came back around because he wanted to, which I think also probably makes Pirates fans feel good, because how often do we talk about, do players even want to play here when they're free agents? There's a big quotient to that. He made being a Pirates fan cool 10-plus years ago, and now the fact that he gets a round number capstone for this team is meaningful, should be meaningful, I think.
And he told us when he signed back here that he wanted the Pirates, and he had to almost convince them.
Yeah, he courted them. He courted them.
That it was a relationship that made sense. So, McCutchen, we have good job by the Pirates and good job by Zangrilli to get McCutchen on when that game ended. So we have exclusive audio here of him talking about 300 home runs and everything else. So here is McCutchen to start with just his first thought. What was the first thing that crossed his mind when he hit his 300th home run?
I'm forever always thankful for the fan base here in Pittsburgh and just for what they've given me over the years. It's awesome that I was able to get 300. In a Pirates uniform. Would I have wanted it a lot earlier? Of course. That's just the way the cookie crumbles sometimes. Yeah, it's nice to be able to do it, you know, to do it, get it done. And, you know, wish I would have been able to do it in Pittsburgh, but it's a little bit across the state, and it's nice to be able to get it done and do it here.
I actually am. I think they said this on the broadcast yesterday, and I agreed with it. Greg Brown did. That if you were ever going to have him hit it anywhere else, Philly was the best next choice. He played in Milwaukee, played for the Giants briefly, played for the Yankees, but Philly, they liked him a lot there, I got the sense. Like, he was a well-liked player there. He's hard not to like. You know, even those fans who do like to boo. Oh, they were booing, by the way. Can you imagine the booing discourse in Philly after that series? I'm okay that it happened in a place where, A, you see Pirates fans typically travel to go see the Pirates play there, and vice versa when the Phillies are here, Phillies fans travel. And for a team that he spent actually the most time with outside of here in Pittsburgh.
I've got two thoughts on him talking about the protracted pursuit of it and hoping that that's the reason why, or one of the reasons why he's off to such a bad start. Pressing, thinking about that number, thinking about the next home run, waiting for a pitch that he can drive to hit a home run, trying to get that out of the way so he can just focus on baseball again.
Mm-hmm.
And in that answer, I think you hear some of that, like there might be a gorilla that is now off of his back.
There and, better be, honestly, because he was not it was not looking promising here early for him.
I think he might be the hitter equivalent of Bednar. Bednar did not really have a spring training. And all kinds of rust accrued. And the same thing was true of McCutchen. He barely played in the spring. He did not get a lot of at-bats. And creature of habit, you're used to your routine. You do it every year for almost 20 years to get ready for a baseball season. That got thrown out of whack because he was rehabbing an injury instead. So maybe he's a late bloomer, Chris. That's happened to him even when he was in his prime years with the Pirates.
Yeah, but it's different.
He was not always an April player.
But it's different when you're 37 as opposed to like 25 or 26.
I know, but great players can play into their late 30s better than most, and that's my charitable view on the way he started his season so far.
Yeah, I had the same thought, so it's kind of interesting that we both were at least heading down this road, although you sound more optimistic. I said to myself when he hit it, I just really hope we see him take a better approach or that he looks better at the plate, because he frankly just did not look good all season at the plate. And troublingly to me, the bat looked a little slow. Like he wasn't catching up with stuff that was in the zone. Pitchers were challenging him and winning.
Here is McCutchen on going in depth on the 300 home run ball and getting it back from Pirates fans after the game.
It was amazing. I mean, I knew once it went out there, you know, who knows what that person may have wanted. But it ended up in the hands of two Pirates fans, a father and son. His name was Torin. I got to meet him. He was probably around, you know, 7 or 8. You know, it was nice to be able to talk to him. All he wanted to do was deliver the ball to me. You know, it's about as genuine as you can get. And, you know, that was a great moment for me, I'm sure, as it was for him and his father. But that was a special moment for me as well because, you know, we know how it is sometimes. People get baseballs, they ask for the moon, they want everything, and rightfully so. But when you have people like that that are genuine and just want to get to meet you, you know, it makes you think about things, it makes you think about the bigger picture and how life works sometimes. I got to have that moment with them, and it was special for me.
I would have done the same thing with him. If I catch the 300th home run ball and I'm there with Amanda, I want just a meet and greet, and if you want to give me a bat or a signed jersey or something like that, sure. I want the personal experience. I want a picture. I want something that I can have as like a memento or keepsake for the rest of my life. I want a moment, and then I want something that remembers the moment from him, and that's it. Now, if I'm a Phillies fan and I catch Andrew McCutchen's home run ball, I'm immediately getting in touch with someone who runs a collectible store, and I'm trying to get an appraisal immediately. And then once I have the value, what the ball is worth, then my decisions after that are based on making sure that I get maximum value back for the ball. But I would not hold up Andrew McCutchen.
You send McCutchen a tweet that has the ball and you with a chainsaw saying, basically, pony up or the ball
gets
it.
They blew up the Bartman ball right in Chicago there.
Holding
yeah, something
a gun
like
to
that.
The ball.
99% of the time, I'm just acting like this ball is going to the top bidder and I don't give a rat's ass. You can try to tug on my heartstrings and poke and prod me to do it. I'm not. I'm going to
cash in. What do you think Lennox would have done if he's the 5-year-old kid and we catch the ball? He'd have just been like, do you want to know what I was playing on Minecraft earlier today? Like, Mario is the fastest racer in Mario Kart. I would have just given the ball back to like a clubhouse attendant. I don't even need the personal interaction. I don't. It's his ball. He hit it. Like in this particular case, 99% of the time, otherwise, no, I'm good. Like
really?
If I'm there with Alex and the boys, if they want one, like, but I always would feel weird just like me being in a picture.
You
like,
should have my thrown job it is, back. Do my what job they do in Chicago after a home run.
My job
just take
is
it
to,
go, take
my
it,
job is to
it.
Talk about you and potentially criticize you and be critical of you. Like if I'm putting myself in that headspace, I think it would be weird for me to be like, hey, Kutch, can I get a picture?
Donnie, what are you doing? You selling it? Trying to get a few hundred bucks?
I think I'm going your route. If I'm a Pirates fan, I just want to have like that personal thing. Like, okay, I can at least have the picture with Kutch. Maybe I get the picture framed, put it in a man cave one day, whatever. Or the jersey route. I wouldn't go completely like just toss him the ball back. Like, hey, good job. I'd be way more likely to do that.
I'd be like, here, I just trust that you're going to give him this ball.
But think about the points you would score with him and the Pirates if Chris Mueller went down there and said, hey, Andrew, here's the ball. Congratulations on your home run.
Okay, wouldn't I score even more points with him if I just flipped him the ball in the tunnel and just said, I don't need anything, man. Congrats, dude.
Yeah, but you said just give it to an attendant.
Well, make sure Andrew knows
that you're not, you know, pushing his buttons here to try to screw him over and rake him over the coals. Like, here,
I wouldn't need him to know that. I would just, wouldn't he know that whoever caught it? Yeah, I guess if you're saying me professionally, they'd be very appreciative of the fact that I didn't rake him over the coals or rake them over the coals, maybe. But I wouldn't.
Then I think they'd have you back to throw out a first pitch or something. You doff your cap.
I wouldn't even want
to
do that. I'd feel like that was just like them trying to make, oh, well, we let your co-host, who everybody likes, do that. So I guess you can come here and do that now.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.